Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Do Go On. You are listening to my voice, and that is the voice of Dave Warnocky. I'm going to welcome in another voice, and that is Jess Perkins' voice.
This is the voice of Jess Perkins.
And we're going to be joined by, we're going to be what, a barbershop trio with Matt Stewart's voice over
this
the top.
This is the voice of Jess Perkins.
Oh, one job.
He's fucked it already.
Wait, what? What did I do?
Nothing, nothing. Oh, it's fine, yeah. Matt. Good job.
Oh, well, this is bullshit. You guys gang up on me all the time.
Yes, we do.
Within the first minute, we're ganging up on you.
No. And it's your turn, too. You're going to be doing the talky-talky.
I've been drinking alcohol before in my life, but never before doing a report.
That's not true.
Oh, isn't yeah, it? That can't be no. That
you've definitely had beers.
It seems to be
when
every
somebody else is doing one.
Yeah, no, that's right. Never my own.
Never your
reports.
Own. Okay.
It's every second week now that you tick off a new first for drinking. I've never drunk and skateboarded before.
Well, Dave ticked off a new first tonight as well, and he had his first blood nose.
Yeah,
while on the podcast.
My nose was bleeding.
As but he can't, he now. Entered the podcasting studio going, I've got a problem, guys.
And we were like, finally, he's going to talk to us about his gambling problem.
Yeah. No way. I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Blood red. I'm putting it all on red tomorrow.
Boy.
Chase your losses. All right.
All right.
Those losses have got to pay for themselves.
What is that? Doesn't mean anything.
He's
what?
Not a good gambler.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Now I get it.
Hit me.
No,
that's
Dave.
Where the blood nose
yeah,
came
no,
from.
I said that to the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
And I was bleeding all over the place.
Sounds pretty good.
I've learnt my lesson.
Yeah. I'm drinking a sugar-free energy drink, and it's gross.
It's so bad.
Bring me the sugar back.
The sugar-free are terrible.
Why did you order the non-sugary version?
Well, I thought I was going to be good about it, because I've been drinking all the sugary beers.
That said, I've been going through a real Diet Coke phase lately. I love it.
Do you? Do,
yeah.
you, do you like soft drink?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't drink soft drink very much, really.
No, I don't either. I normally don't drink energy drinks, but because I've been drinking for the last 10 hours, I thought it was a good idea.
10 hours, man. You should not
wait,
be doing
wait, no, hang
horrible.
On. Sorry, 11 and a half hours.
Oh. Right. My grandfather...
It's 11:30 in the morning. You start at midnight.
My grandfather didn't drink, didn't smoke, you know, would put a little bit of money on the horses every now and then, but like really had nothing. But he
hit the heroin hard.
Imagine that.
He loved soft drink.
Did he?
Loved it. And my dad is the same. Like, he really likes soft drink, but I love it, but I don't drink a lot of it. Like, and I
don't need it. Yeah, this is sounding like an addiction.
That does sound like an addiction.
No. I actually don't drink all that much. Yeah, and if I have
it, I could give it away anytime.
If
I
have it, I'll have like a little bit. I just need like a mouthful. Yeah, I just want like a little. I just want the bubbles.
So how do
I
you?
I like the bubbles.
But how do you buy it? Because obviously you have to buy it in a 600 ml or 390 ml, I guess, at the smallest.
No, you know what's great now? The smaller cans.
Oh, and do you drink that whole can or do you throw it away?
I'd still have the whole can, but I'd spread it out.
You know what's great now? The smaller cans. I've never seen a smaller can.
I've seen the, like almost that size that you've got there.
Okay.
But it's...
Energy size can.
Energy size. Little smaller cans.
Like a 250.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's good.
And you just like the little bubbles.
I love bubbles. I'm not makes your mouth.
I think that's why I don't like soft drink, because I don't really like bubbles.
Well, there you go.
Because your esophagus is too small for bubbles.
I can't handle more than one bubble.
Ah, too many bubbles.
Maximum bubble.
What about like sparkling water?
No, don't
I
like
hate
that.
It.
No,
don't like it.
I was about to suggest sparkling water to you.
Much prefer tap.
You get the bubbles without any of the.
Yeah, I know.
Badness.
Oh, I have had sparkling water fairly recently, and it wasn't. I was like, maybe I'm coming around to it. But you know what? I probably just, the most of the time, I just drink water.
Yeah, water.
Or tea.
Water is so refreshing.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah, good
I drink
tea.
A lot of
what's
coffee.
What's your tea?
I'm
tea
a peppermint girl. I'm a herbal tea girl.
Peppermint's my number
time.
Two.
What's your number one?
Earl Grey.
Get out.
No.
Milk?
I won't. Soy, please.
Of course.
Oh.
No
Dave,
sugar.
Are you much of a tea
Thank
drinker?
You.
No, I don't really drink hot drinks. I don't drink coffee or tea.
Fair enough.
Dave doesn't ever put anything in his
yes,
body.
That's why he weighs 52 kilos.
I abstain from everything. Liquid foods.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Yeah, he won't even put bubbles in his body.
No.
No.
It's on a bubble-free diet.
I'll put one in. One bubble.
That's
one
why bubble. They call him Bubble Boy.
Well, they do.
Do they? That's a weird coincidence. I didn't know that. I just said a thing.
Good guess.
That made no sense at all, and it turned out to be a true fact.
Jeez.
Often the way with you, Matt. Often the way.
Let's hope he does that some more in his report.
Yes, is it going to be drink-based, alcohol or otherwise?
Should have been. No, it's not. It's a great topic. And
so you're going to do someone justice, are you? I imagine it's a hat topic because you always...
Well, it is. I'm a hat man. No, I'm going to call this episode Matt Stewart Butchers the Classics.
Okay, I
Ooh,
like it.
Bit of Chopin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great topic. Actually, it's been suggested by multiples.
Mm.
Multiples of...
human people.
Oh, pardon
listeners.
Me. Right.
Do you want me to give you the question? Because that's how we start the episode.
Plus.
Yes.
Plus.
Plus.
It's probably better if you explain it. Did that make sense? What
plus.
I said?
Plus, start with
Well,
the
we
question.
Just each take it in turns to do a report. Matt is up after 11 hours of drinking. He's going to start it with a question to get us on topic. Jess and I will have a go at answering it.
It's like just looking at the table in front of me is pretty depressing. There's just empty.
Like, looking at the table in front of you is actually pretty impossible because your eyesight is completely gone.
Why is everything so blurry?
Oh, I can't read.
All right, and I've written a lot of this report in the last 11 and a half hours. So that, anyway, look, enough of the excuses. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
My question to you is,
What
is the most sinister shape of all?
A triangle.
Close.
Square.
Sinister.
I mean, the triangle bit's right.
Diamond.
A certain kind triangle. Of triangle.
A pyramid?
Bermuda Triangle.
Because
When I said triangle, I thought Illuminati, because I know that has been... suggested. Bermuda Triangle
Bermuda
has also
triangle.
Been suggested.
This one was suggested by Emma on the Twitters and also Bradley Teasdale on the Facebooks.
Thank you, Bradley.
Two of the key sock meds.
Thank you.
Sock med is what nobody calls social media.
Oh, gotcha.
Or fuckheads call social media.
There we go.
I call social media.
So Emma and Bradley.
Emma and Bradley are the...
Thank you.
Ones to thank for.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bermuda
and
Triangle. Nice.
It's a great topic, and I'm so sorry, guys. I've really, as sometimes I do, I've lent heavily on one source in particular, the history.com, but also...
/ Bermuda Triangle.
A few others. Yeah. I also obviously visited the triangle.
Yeah.
I took
a
tiny plane out there.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Well, you must.
Yeah.
You must.
I took a little plane out there, one of those old Wright Brothers style ones on a stormy night. All good.
It should be said that all our topics, if they are based in other countries, we do make sure we visit them.
We visit them. Well, we're not monsters.
No, come
on. If they're based in Australia, we will not visit them.
Yeah, of course. God, I will not leave the house for anything less than an overseas jaunt.
Jaunt.
Do you guys know what the 3 points of the Bermuda Triangle are?
Yeah, obviously.
Bermuda.
Yes.
Try.
Florida.
Yes.
An angle.
Oh, probably something like Dominica or something like that.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Hang on. Dave was answering the question genuinely, and I was going to be smart-ass.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the points are friendship.
Good.
That would have been really good.
That's one.
So
what else you got?
Friendship. Loyalty.
And Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's how I live my life. Yeah. Bermuda style.
Do you know anything about the Bermuda Triangle?
All I know is that at SeaWorld on the Gold Coast, is a Bermuda Triangle themed ride that's been there since about 1997.
So
if it's still there, it will be. Maybe it's a Dream World.
It's one of them. It might be SeaWorld. For our overseas listeners, on the Gold Coast in Queensland, we have some really, really shit theme parks.
Oh, they're not too bad.
They're pretty shit.
What do we got? We got the Triangle.
We got the Triangle. We got Puerto Rico.
We've got a SeaWorld.
A SeaWorld.
We've got
a Wet n' Wild.
Wet n' Wild. Dream World.
Warner Brothers Movie World.
Dream World's out by itself.
Yeah.
It's not part of the three-park super pass.
And Dream World also comes with another one, like
it has its own.
It's got its own wet thing, like rapids or something.
Oh, man,
wet thing.
If you're gonna do a theme park, I'm up for wet ones.
Yeah,
oh, I mean that sounded weird.
I'm up for a wet one.
I went to Movie World last year.
Is that the shit one?
I like Movie World because they have like the stunt cars.
Oh yeah, I saw the show.
It's pretty.
I saw
good.
The stunt show
and the Scooby Doo ride is fun.
Yes, I went on that about 9 times because the other two big rides, the Superman ride and the Batman ride, were both out of action.
Oh, yeah.
Which, come on.
And not at all too scary for me.
The Batman ride. New Batman?
Yeah. It was they were building Arkham Asylum.
That's right.
Superman. Oh, and the other one, the Green Lantern ride, was also out of action.
Right.
Yeah, because it like froze and somebody nearly fell out. Yeah. So you don't want to get on that one anyway.
Well, but every time you get on a roller coaster, I figure you're taking a risk. It's part of the fun.
Here's the thing, though. I may have mentioned this before, but I really love roller coasters, but my stomach does not.
Oh.
I get really sick on roller coasters, so I just don't bother going on them. So I'm that person at theme parks who's like holding the bags.
Oh, you're the bag lady.
I hate it.
Which is the nickname that we gave my mum because she would never go on theme parks.
Like I went on Space Mountain when I was in Disneyland in Paris, and I was like, this is the best. I had the best time, and then I felt sick for like 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Like really unwell. It sucks.
That does say, because I really like. I like those ones a lot. I like the fast forwards ones. I'm sure we talked about this back in.
I'm sure we have
Disneyland
episode.
But it's the spinny ones that get me. I love the fast forwards or
fast.
Up and down.
Yeah,
yeah, they're the ones I'm into. Spinny, spinny, spinny.
We went on a ride together at the Royal Melbourne Show.
Oh, the Royal Melbourne Show.
Now speaking of shit theme parks,
yeah, that's not one of them. Yeah. It's great.
Sorry,
it's where the city meets the country. No, the country meets the city.
Either or.
I once had
in Melbourne, our hometown, there's a show, and and it started because farmers used to bring.
They wanted to put their cows on display.
Yeah,
so there's lots of like animals on display, which is weird. And then there's like a wood chopping competition.
Oh, I used to love that.
Yeah, the wood chopping's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, suddenly they're like 20 feet in the air.
And they got those, and it's got all those shitty, like the clown mouths and all those kind of carny games and show bags and terrible rides. It's the best.
It's the best and worst of us.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, Bermuda Triangle. We got lost in the Bermuda Triangle of theme park.
How did we get lost there?
I talked about the Bermuda Triangle ride of Dreamworld or SeaWorld. I think it is SeaWorld now I think about it. That
it's so important. Yeah. Matt, tell us about the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle, I know, it's got that mysterious chic about it.
Chic? Is that the word we're going for?
It's very chic.
Okay.
Trey chic. Okay.
Matt, did you not come across the word chic in your report?
That's strange.
Because you weren't reporting properly if you didn't.
Well, I mean, I've already told you I wasn't reporting properly.
Mm. And you what?
And I mean, I'm seeing two of you right now, but...
Oh, boy.
And it feels like I've just got off a really dodgy ride. What's the one that spins around and around?
Gravitron.
Gravitron. No. I've just jumped off the Gravitron.
Won't get me on that.
There's another name for the Bermuda Triangle. Are you
What's
aware
that?
Of that?
Gravitron.
Devil's Triangle.
Don't like it as much.
Oh.
It's more sinister.
I mean, Bermuda's just one point in the triangle.
But it's probably the top two most exotic places on the triangle.
Yeah, what are they? Puerto Rico. Florida. Miami Keys.
Florida's pretty cool.
That's not very exotic, though. It's not very, I would say, and when I say exotic, I mean also not very mysterious.
Sorry, Florida. Jeez.
I think Florida is quite a safe place where old people retire, if Seinfeld serves me correctly.
Okay, well, to our Florida listeners, I'm so sorry for Dave shitting all over your beautiful town.
Florida's a state.
Of mind.
Absolutely saved it. I will give you full credit for that, Jess.
All right, I'll give it to her as well.
And the capital, Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
There you go.
Oh, I would not have guessed that.
No.
And the Orlando Magic
uh-huh.
and the Miami Heat are the two NBA teams.
Tallahassee does not get a look in.
And the Miami Dolphins are the other sports team.
So Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, great. So away from sport there, please, Matthew.
Everything I know about America is sports teams. Cool. So the 3 points of the triangle, Miami, Bermuda,
friendship,
and Puerto Rico.
Loyalty.
Between these 3 points, we haven't really talked about it yet.
What was my third one?
Puerto Rico.
Ah.
But between these 3 points,
mm-hmm.
dozens of ships and aeroplanes.
Oh.
Have disappeared.
Black hole. There you go. Solved it.
Some of these.
Or there's a really nice island in the middle and they always get there and go, yeah. Fuck, this is yeah. nice. What's
this
say here?
Way
okay,
better.
Good. All right. We've gone early, but yeah, I was going to ask you if you could explain it for me.
That's my theory.
This is one of those tedious ones where there's no clear explanation. There are just some things that just have still not been explained. No. A bunch of the accidents have never been explained.
Island in the middle.
But an island in
Lost
the middle
city of Atlantis.
Oh.
That is a theory.
A correct one. A correct theory.
Yeah.
It can't be a theory if it's correct. What you meant to say there was, that is the truth.
Okay, that is a truth.
So, thank you for listening, everybody.
Man, that was efficient.
See
hashtag
you next
truth.
Week. Hashtag truth.
Atlantis truth. Hashtag the truth about Atlantis.
Too long a hashtag. You are not good at hashtags.
Jess, here's something that might really get your goat. And I know you've got a goat with you today. Some boats and planes have seemingly vanished during good weather.
Get the fuck out.
I'm not gonna.
Because I certainly assumed that it was only during a storm, but now you're telling me even during good weather the ships go missing? Well, I never.
Picture this. Sunshine in the sky.
Beautiful. Can feel the
calmness
rays on me.
In the waters.
Calmness in the waters. That's how I like my waters.
Oh.
I feel it in my calm waters. Mm-hmm. And then you got maybe you know, Lionel Richie playing on the radio.
Oh, what song?
Oh, what really?
No, I'm easy on a Sunday
morning. Yeah,
Commodores.
That's what I was thinking.
Is it a Sunday morning?
Well, that's probably the most uneasy thing about it. It was a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, see?
No.
You're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble with
Lionel.
But
it's Lionel. On the radio. You're not playing it
the
yourself.
The DJ has wished death upon you.
Yeah.
But some of these vehicles,
mm-hmm.
aeroplanes.
Vehicles.
Boats.
How many cars have disappeared, though?
Yeah.
Answer me that question. Is it, have cars 100%
How many Segways? How many Segways have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle?
I mean, it's uncounted.
Uncounted because it's zero?
Because it's uncountable because there's so many.
Oh, shit.
It's in the millions.
Wow.
Once you get past a million, it's hard to count.
True.
Try and count past a million. I dare you.
Okay, a million and one.
Okay.
A million and two.
I'll stop you right there because you are correct. All right. I look like an idiot. God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I thought she nailed it.
Thank
that
God
was
I didn't
really
have the
good.
Next one.
That was very impressive.
I did not know where I was going.
A million and one.
But apart from good weather, a lot of these. A lot of these mysterious ones, they disappeared without even
Peter Andre
giving a Mayday or a Peter Andre.
Mysterious girl. Whoa, 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 whoa. Mysterious girl.
That had like a Caribbean sort of vibe about
yeah,
it. That
it did.
Song.
Yeah.
If you're in strife,
baby.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're either you're gonna send a Mayday, You're going to send a Peter Andre, or you're going to send a
Coldplay.
Great.
That's right.
I was going to try and think of something better, but you bailed me out with that. You know, weakish. There are plenty of theories as to why.
That wasn't an edit point. That was just Matt bailing mid-sentence. Please go on.
After being mean.
There are plenty of theories as to why these disappearances have occurred, but none have been anywhere near proven without doubt. A lot of them, like, these days people think that it is just, you know, it's just another patch of ocean. And back in the olden days, things happened everywhere, and it was sort of, I've burst that bubble too early. I'm going to bail on that.
Okay.
So anyway, a lot of things are disappearing.
Uh-huh.
And there's still no...
And like over a long... Like has it been going for hundreds of years or did this thing happen like 10, you know, years?
I mean, the disappearances have been happening for a long time, but it didn't really hit popular culture until the last... Until the 20th century, really.
Does it deter people still?
Not really anymore, I don't think.
Because
planes fly through there every day, multiple planes. It's a huge patch of ocean.
Yeah.
If you want to go anywhere around South America,
you got to go through it.
You're probably going.
And you know, I was about to say like it would deter me, but then I realized I wouldn't. I didn't know where it was until you said.
I would have had no idea. I may have flown over there. I have no idea if I have.
Oh, okay, you've traveled. Congratulations,
because
Mr. Worldwide.
How
pit bull over
I mean,
here.
How many square miles of ocean do you think? It
steamrolls so many.
There's
Michael
already
jokes.
This.
All I heard was Pitbull. Was that good?
Matt wouldn't have got that reference even if he'd heard it.
Because he's 112.
Yeah, you're way too old for Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Admit it.
Pitbull's like 60 years old. You weirdos.
Pitbull is an absolute anomaly. He just should not be famous. He should not sell millions of records. Somehow people listen to him. He looks like a Pitbull. It's one of the unironic things about him. If he looked like a Jack Russell, that would be irony.
How many square miles of ocean?
I'm thinking 3.
I think more like 2 million square miles.
500,000 square miles.
Right, because it's always way
so
more
I was
than
closer.
You think.
That's a lot of square miles.
I was closer than Dave, though.
According to History.com, my favourite, you were closer.
Thank you.
Because you said 3.
Yeah.
Well, if we were
and
on
you
the price,
overshot.
Yeah, if we were Price is Right, you would have won with that.
Yeah, so that's what
my
I'm saying.
My favourite thing, if you watch Price is Right, so the rule is you make a bid and it's closest without going over. So someone would be like $1.
Yeah.
And then someone next to them would go... $2.
Yeah.
No, one person goes $1. The next person goes, they're like, well, it's a ride on mower. $2 million. Diane, not again.
Fucking Diane.
Why don't we let her on?
Fuck you, Diane.
They always call her seat.
$1.01.
Ooh.
$1.01.
Which is zero.
Zero. So $1.
She's got no sense.
I'm afraid and it's Diane saying that.
Diane said that.
She refers to herself in third person.
I am Diane.
And I have no sense.
Fucking Diane. Drew Carey over who hosts the US version.
Hello, I'm Diane. Woo!
Diane, come on down. That's me. I'm Diane.
The whole audience, instead of clapping, they're like, fuck.
Yeah. Fucking Diane.
It's always her.
Oh, she must be married to the producer or something.
She's not. She's just very lucky.
You know, on those superhero things, like in the movies or whatever, when one of the characters is going really fast, but the way they show the fastness is by everything else
slowly. Is that what's happening to you right
That's
now?
That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm
Are
just
you going
watching
fast or
you
slow?
Like, wait, no, hang on.
You're going fast or slow?
No, I'm going slow, and you
We're
guys seem to
fast.
Be going fast. What does that mean?
It means that you're drunk.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That adds up.
Yeah.
So apparently when Christopher Columbus, ever heard of that man?
Yes, I have.
Dave, tell me about him.
Christopher Columbus, first European to establish lasting contact with the Americas.
You
are incredibly smart.
Oh, well. He's incredibly... knowledgeable. It's not the same thing.
I don't have street smarts and I cannot cook, so...
What would you say I am?
Street smart and good cook.
But not knowledgeable.
I mean, no.
Like I'll take street smarts. I'll take that.
Honestly,
I do have street smarts.
The days of it being impressive that you know stuff are over.
Because everybody has.
Everyone's got. Okay, Siri. Tell me how important is Dave. Dave's a fuckhead. See what I mean? Siri knows.
Oh, she got me there.
Siri.
Siri.
Siri. Hey, Siri.
Siri. Hey, Siri.
Hello.
Okay.
Can you please tell me...
Ask who Christopher Columbus is.
Can you please tell me who Christopher Columbus is?
Here is what I found.
Can you read that for me?
I'm blind.
No, I'm talking to the other Siri, you
then
piece
who
of
stole
shit.
The cookie from the cookie jar?
Who?
Me? Yes, you. Couldn't be.
Siri, look, I'll be honest, you've let me down a little bit here.
Nah, right.
Yeah,
people who can retain
said,
knowledge
yeah, that's right.
is still somewhat valuable.
She just said, who, me again?
Okay. Remember when you said Siri. That you didn't need to know things like that because of Siri?
I mean...
I'm feeling pretty smug right now.
I hate Siri right now, but... Siri is going to end up killing us all.
Did I tell you I've met the woman who voices Siri? I met her. She was on my radio show.
What is that?
Her name's
mean?
Karen.
Karen is
Siri. Are you
Siri?
Absolutely shitting us?
I'm not shitting you.
Don't absolutely shit us
surely
on this
it's
one,
a computer
mate.
Program that just reads.
No, it's a woman. It's an Australian
woman. But just simulates
words.
Oh my
words.
God. That is pretty embarrassing that Dave didn't have that bit of knowledge in his head.
That is embarrassing. Can you tell us a bit about her? Did she just...
It was for, like, she was the voice of a lot of GPSs.
Does she, when she speaks, can you tell that it's her?
No, not really.
Does she put on a voice for it? Hello, I am your
Well,
computer.
You got to think about, like, how they've just recorded words
was
out
it
of
a
sequence.
Phoner or was it a...
No, she was in the studio.
So what is she like? I'm...
Or she promoting?
In my head, she's like a...
She's a singer.
30-year-old?
Nah, she'd be older.
And what was
32.
She, and she sings.
She's a singer. She's a performer.
When she sings,
singer.
Does she sound like Siri?
No.
Don't Who, me?
Who,
don't
me?
Be ridiculous, Dave. Don't be so disrespectful to her art. I know you hate art.
Do you hate art, Dave?
No, I love art.
I love art.
Love art.
I love
anyway,
art.
Anyway, Matt, do go on.
Oh, man, I'm feeling a bit...
No, you're fine.
All right.
You're a fuckhead. Just keep going with your dumb little report.
So
what about Christopher Columbus? That's what we're up to.
Yes, Christopher Columbus. He at the time when he first voyaged through the waters of the New World, he reported
the calm waters. Were they calm?
Oh,
some days they were.
Can we get a bucket? No, that wasn't a joke.
We got the bin.
Okay.
Do you really need the bin, Matthew?
You'll never live this down.
This is the second time we've had to get the bin on this podcast.
45 episodes in and Matt's had the bucket called in for the second time. Let me just check the scoreboard. That's 2 for Matt, none for Jess, and still none for Dave.
Interesting.
2 bucket calls.
You're also supposed to be the responsible adult of the group.
Yeah. You're supposed to be our...
definitely not true.
You're supposed to be our dad.
You're our dad.
Why is
dad?
That?
Dad.
I don't see it. I would have thought, if I was going to assign the most... What is the thing you said is?
Dad.
What?
The most responsible?
I don't even know.
I would say the most responsible of this group is Dave.
Big time.
Number 2 is Jeff.
Yeah.
And I'm by far the biggest fuckhead of this trio. Wouldn't you think?
100% backing that.
I would say I'm the moral heart. But I'm
oh,
also the...
strongly disagree.
How are you the moral heart when you're drunk on every episode?
Wait, what is morals
I
coming to that?
Dave is probably the heart and soul of this group.
Nah, Dave couldn't give a fuck about anything. He doesn't care about stuff.
Yes, he does. In his own way, he does. In his own way.
His He's
own
a way. Nazi.
He cares about them, though, doesn't he?
I am not a Nazi, and I do not sympathise with Nazis. Do we have to keep talking about this?
Well, hey, we're not the ones who said Hitler wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you did
you
really
did
start
say
it,
that.
Mate.
No. If we go back to the tape, at the time,
you said Hitler
the world
wasn't
didn't
that bad.
Know how bad he was going
he
to be.
He wasn't that bad yet, you said.
On the world stage. Probably as a human being, he had bad thoughts.
But we all do, don't we? Hey, I can sympathise with that, Hitler.
Now, Jess has bloody said that's way worse than anything I ever said. Can we talk about her sympathy?
Yeah. Dave. Young Come on, Nazi mate. Boy. Just
let it go.
Own it and move on.
Let it go, champ.
Own it. I'm never going to own that.
Own it, mate.
Please, I'm going to ask for a third time for you to say what we were talking about, Christopher Columbus.
Right, so he said, and it was recorded that in one of his first journeys out into those new waters.
I just remember we got the bucket for him.
Yeah.
We've got a bin for you to throw up in, and you're sitting there looking in pain. And I'm enjoying it a lot.
Great. Well, anyway, Christopher Columbus reported that he saw a great flame of fire that is now thought to have been a meteor as he sailed through the Bermuda Triangle.
It was actually just Johnny Cash.
Burn, 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 ring of fire.
Mm-hmm.
He also wrote about erratic compass readings when he was traveling through that space.
Ah.
And this is obviously years and years ago. Seven or eight.
Yeah.
Many years ago. And it's now thought that that was possibly because one part of the Bermuda Triangle is one of the few places on Earth where true north and magnetic north line up. At that time it did.
So it freaks out those old school styles of compass.
I 100% don't know what that means.
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
Let's move forward with no follow-up questions then.
Okay.
In a Did You Know type section of the website, it also stated that after gaining widespread fame as the first person to sail solo around the globe, Joshua Slocum...
Sorry, do go on.
He had to go right around the world to just get off.
Dave.
Oh, that's not where you were going, was it, Jess?
Nah.
Oh, yeah, come on.
No, I just imagined it coming out really slowly.
That's way more graphic.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Oh, the p is the worst bit. Where's it gone? Where's it gone?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, get the bucket.
Oh.
So he disappeared on a 1909 voyage.
Slow come.
From Martha's Vineyard to South America. And it's not clear what happened. But sources later...
Whatever happened to slow come, you know?
We're all asking
sources later thought that his death was somehow because of the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, but he disappeared in that area?
Yeah. In 1909, but the Bermuda Triangle wasn't even thought of as a thing then.
Oh, so retroactively, like,
retroactively, hang on. Columbus and Slocum were retroactively squeezed into the triangle.
Two of the best.
Two of the biggest and the brightest and the best. Another interesting point that they talked about was how William Shakespeare...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Shatner.
Me too.
William Shatner.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, I am. Shakespeare,
You know Shakespeare's play The Tempest? You guys are theatre types.
Yes, The Tempest is like a big wind. Yes. Like a big stormy wind.
Yeah, well, we've all had a big wind. After some spicy food.
No, just...
Matt hates that. That's a classic poo and fart joke.
Oh, poo jokes.
The Tempest out of my... bottom.
This is the worst.
Out of my butthole.
I cannot wait for this. I just want this episode to be over so I can get it out of here.
And vomit.
I mean, I'm still drinking an energy drink.
Go on, Mr. Tempest.
Don't drink that if you're going to vom.
No,
why are we going to mention the Tempest? I am suitably, my ears are pricked.
Well, apparently it was possibly based on a real life Bermuda shipwreck. And that's thought to be, that shipwreck was supposedly based on a true story, and that true story was supposedly based in the Bermuda Triangle.
Ah.
It's all very complicated.
Yeah.
Much like the plot of a Shakespeare play.
Ah, yeah. Good point.
Did you guys didn't study The Tempest, did you?
I didn't know.
No, I did.
I haven't read The Tempest.
I did a first year literature assignment on it.
Do you remember much about...
I remember bits and pieces, but it was one of the first things that I got a good mark on without fully reading or... I became very good at that, as you can see now. doing this report that without ever actually visiting the three. I've only visited two of the points of the triangle.
Oh, which one have you not? Florida. You refuse to go to North America.
Actually, no, I haven't been to any of the three. That's a point.
Where did you think you had been?
I've been to Nando's. Is that involved somewhere?
Nando's is a South African-founded restaurant that serves Portuguese food. Portuguese. It's so far away from Puerto Rico.
But the puh sound.
But the puh.
Good I've try. Also been to, what are the other ones?
Bermuda.
Bermuda. I've been to, I've used to really like the Beach Boys song, Kokomo. Bermuda, Bermuda. Come on and Bermuda,
Bermuda,
Bermuda, come on Bermuda.
If you close your eyes, it's almost like you're there.
Bermuda. Where?
Bermuda.
Bermuda. I want to see you down and slow come so.
What? I don't know. Slow come-o.
Slow come-o.
And what about Florida? You've been to Florida.
But I've never been to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never been to I don't think I've ever been in Florida. Oh, my God. This is the worst.
But do you remember what happens
fun for me.
In the Tempest? Or where people crash onto
Yeah, there's a crash and then there's like a fairy elf, some sort of an esp.
Because they try and...
Esprit? There's like some sort of a little elk? No, that's a deer. There's a little...
Imp?
Imp. There's an imp. What else about the Tempest do you know?
It was written by Shaka Spiare.
William Shatner.
William Shatner.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jump in, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounded so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God. Despite some of these old-school thoughts, reports of unexplained disappearances did not go mainstream until the 1900s, like I was saying. So they really, over many years, they've gone back and grouped together all these things now. And like, you know when you're trying to prove something and you've got an infinite amount of time?
Oh, right, yeah, like over the last 6,000 years.
Yeah.
30 boats have gone missing.
But you can go, one of them Shakespeare things was probably about it.
Mm.
And also, what else have we got? There was that guy who probably the slow coming guy. He
and
probably...
Christopher Columbus said his instruments went weird once. That may have been in that area.
Nah, yeah. It probably was, though.
Yeah. There's no way of knowing because his instruments were so weird he didn't know where he was.
It's funny yeah. that you can... And yeah. that's over, like, a lot of years. I was going to say thousands. It is thousands, I guess. But it's just going, yeah. I mean, you got a handful of examples over a few thousand years.
Mm. This guy called Barry at the general store said it was true. So that's part of the evidence I'm presenting.
I mean, I'd never know Barry to lie.
Yeah. Have you known him to lie, Barb?
Barb. She says nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't want to be on camera, though.
Barb would also never lie.
Yeah. Would you, Barb? No, again.
Says nah. Love you, Barb.
Love you, Barb.
She says,
"What
love
was
you
the
too.
Question again?"
Fuck off, Barb.
Shut up, Barb. Back to bed. It's late. I really shouldn't be on camera at 1:30 a.m.
Would you? What you tell me? You want me to put the camera away?
Oh, Barb. You're really not the woman I married.
I'm so confused.
I'm disappointed in every single way.
Wow, what a tapestry.
All right. Well, off to bed, I pop.
Thanks, Barb.
Night, Barb.
Not at all.
I don't know who I am in this. The cameraman?
You're the narrator. you're Caliban.
What's that noise? What's that noise you made, Manny? Well, you're allowed to laugh, you know.
I don't know what's happening.
You don't know what's happening.
Oh, I don't want to listen to this ever.
You have to.
Oh, I don't want to.
You're going to hate it.
This is going to be the worst. one of the most infamous tragedies occurred in 1918.
Ooh.
William Shatner's birth.
No, he's not that old. He would have been born in the 40s, I reckon.
Oh, 1918.
Oh, 1918, that's right.
William Shatner Sr.
Yes, Bill Shatner, they called him.
This was when the...
Billy Shats.
Billy Shats. Tell us about Billy Shatz or whatever happened in 1918.
So when in 1918 the USS Cyclops, which was Billy Shatz's other name, was a big Navy cargo ship which housed over 300 men and 10,000 tons of manganese on board.
Manganese? Manganese.
What? Magazines?
10,000 tons of magazines. That's precious, precious cargo.
Mayonnaise?
10,000 tons of magazines. I don't know what that is.
It sounds valuable. I can't tell if Matt's laughing or crying.
I think it's a bit of both. I'm worried. Can we look it up?
I'm looking at Matt. Oh my god. Manganese. A chemical element with the symbol MN and the atomic number 25. Manganese is a metal with important industrial metal alloy uses, particularly in stainless steels.
Hmm.
Manganese.
He just said it so grandly, and then manganese. Had nothing to follow because you had no idea what it was.
I don't feel good. Where's that bin?
To your right, mate.
Manganese. It sounds like manganese. Manganese. Sounds like manganese.
10,000 tons.
Which isn't a thing. But it does sound like it also.
My stomach hurts.
Manganese. Oh.
So this is, just to recap, it's a ship in 1918.
With some soldiers and some metal.
300 soldiers, 10,000 tons of manganese.
Yeah. on board. And this boat, this boat sank somewhere between Barbados.
You're not even, you didn't do that on purpose, did you? You called it Barbados. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it hurts.
Barbados.
Oh, this is going to be unlistenable.
Next to Jamaica.
So this boat, the USS Cyclops.
Cyclops! Flops!
Do you want me to just do the rest of your report?
Jess, just read out the rest of what you've written.
Give it here.
Do you want to do it?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Never happened
never
on the
been
show.
Done before.
Oh. Unprecedented. Matt has tapped out of his
Give
own
me the
report.
Laptop. He's out. Oh no.
To be fair, Jess, do you reckon you would have pronounced manganese correctly?
I would have said Barbados, that's for sure. Okay, I'll just finish this sentence for you because you've tried it 19,000 times. This boat.
This fucking boat.
He's literally written this boat, full stop. And then in capitals, this boat sank somewhere between Barbados and the Chesapeake Bay.
Ooh.
Chesapeake.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Not Barbados.
Babadook.
Barbados. Do you want to keep going, Matt?
Yeah.
All right, here you go, buddy. There we go. You take that back.
And I'm imagining that that means it's inside the triangle or some.
Yeah, I'm assuming. What was interesting about the whole Cyclops thing is that they never sent out an SOS.
The ship.
It disappeared without a trace.
Yeah, because it found the island and they were all like, this is
great.
Oh, happy hour.
You don't sauce it when you got a paradise.
You don't need to sauce it.
Have you seen the film The Beach? They go to many lengths to keep it a secret.
There's no save our souls. There's, we found our souls. They fostered.
Yeah, they went there and found themselves, Matt.
Yeah.
Them and 10,000 tons of manganese. Which
manganese.
Has many uses on a tropical island in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. But they had the ability to do it, but they just didn't do it, right? An extensive search found no wreckage.
Oh.
Later, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson said, and I quote, "Only God and the sea know what happened to the great ship."
Oh.
Do you know why Woodrow Wilson's famous, Dave?
Because he's the president during the First World War?
No, it was used in The Simpsons.
Oh, in The Simpsons. Woodrow.
Woodrow Wilson. With a picture of an old NFL player or something?
Yeah, yeah. Dear baby, welcome to Dumpville. Population
you.
Do you know that episode of The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do The Simpsons episode soon, Davey boy.
Yeah, Davey boy. Davy Jones locker. Oh my God, it all ties together.
Yeah,
I am the sea.
In 1941, two of the Cyclops' sister ships also vanished without a trace, following a similar route.
The Cyclops
had sisters.
That was many years later.
Yeah, three decades later, which is still possible.
Of course it is.
That might, like...
No, it's
right. I don't fully... Yeah,
anyway. It's right.
That's right. A pattern allegedly began forming in which vessels traversing the Bermuda Triangle would either disappear or be found abandoned. Then in 1945, December.
Good, because I was going to ask.
Yep.
Five Navy bombers carrying 14 men took off from Fort Lauderdale
and how much
Florida.
Mm-hmm. How much manganese?
Yeah, how much manganese do they have?
Untold amounts.
Untold amounts
of manganese.
Well, okay, sorry.
Hashtag manganese.
So 14 of them had left Florida over five bombers.
And they were out to conduct practice bombing runs over some nearby shoals, which I think are those, they're like sort of like scarves that women wear.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some nearby.
Which is confusing. Mm. I don't know why you're bombing the shoals.
No, but like they went out in the 80s. So, and this is before that. So they were trying to get rid of them. Yeah, really. That
makes it, okay.
They were huge and the army hated them.
Yeah.
Really big shoals. Really big shawls.
Really big.
But with his compass apparently malfunctioning, the leader of the mission, known as Flight 19, which is this is probably the most famous of the Bermuda Triangle mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is written. This is how it was written on history.com. They got severely lost.
Severe. So not just a little bit.
A little bit lost. Unpole lost.
Like full lost.
Totes lost.
Like all five planes flew aimlessly until they ran low on fuel and had to ditch at sea.
What?
Oh.
That's weird.
The same day, a rescue plane and its 13-man crew also vanished.
Oh.
Were they looking for them?
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's dodgy.
That's super weird, hey.
And after a massive weeks-long search failed to turn up any evidence, the official Navy report, mm-hmm. this is written in bloody words.
Mm-hmm.
In Word, doc, in Word, Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Said that it was as if they had flown to Mars.
Okay, well, that's a bit, all right. No, I don't know.
Official.
Is that a theory?
No, that's officially in the document.
Here's what I reckon.
As if they'd flown to Mars.
Here's what I reckon.
All right, Jess is going to
I'm jumping in early with a theory. I definitely think there's an island. I think that island, somewhere in the middle, it's really peaceful, but also filled with a bunch of pranksters. And what they do is shoot down the planes. They, like, stay away from our island. That's not really pranking, that's terrorism.
Yeah, right. So
there's a difference.
Fun little prank. Shooting and killing
14 men.
Maybe instead they like flag them down and they're like, just hang out in our island for a bit. Oh. And then they just end up staying. Yeah, maybe that's nice. I think it's a nice island. That's my theory.
Did you? What about this, though? The crew were led by a very experienced pilot, Lieutenant Charles Carroll Taylor, who was 28 years old. And he'd served in World War II. He'd had over 2,500 flying hours.
Wow.
Super experienced. That's a lot of hours.
At 28, Dave, how many, too, that's quite young.
Say if you did half an hour a day, how many days is that?
5,000.
Wow. Jeez, Dave is good at maths.
But that he's going to be longer than that, though, because...
Say it's an hour a day, how many days?
2,500.
Oh, jeez, he's good. How good is he?
He's pretty good.
Say it's 2.5 hours a day, then how many days?
1,000.
Bloody hell, I cannot trip him up.
1,000 days is a lot, though.
That's a lot of days. 2.5 hours a day.
That's only 2.5 hours every day for 3 years. And if you're in the Second World War, you're probably flying 5 days a week. Probably doing multiple hours a day.
Okay, well then you've had an extra year, haven't you, as well?
Anyway, so you're saying they're led by this 28-year-old experienced pilot.
The training they were undertaking on that day was known as Navigation Problem Number 1.
Mm.
Oh, it sounds like that they did not solve that problem.
Okay, no need to move on to number 2.
Yeah, because they are not ready for
You've already failed. In that
As soon as they radioed in and said, I don't know where I am, they're like, well, that's a fail.
Yep. You're cooked, mate.
Is the problem they lead them into the middle of nowhere and leave them and you have to try and find your way home in a plane?
Is that it?
Is that the problem?
Is that problem number one?
That's number one problem.
Mm. Problem number two is finding them and they failed because
99 problems.
The rescue boat also failed.
When the planes were checked before the training, it was discovered none of the planes had clocks.
Oh, so they just lost track of time. They were just having fun.
None of them have clocks.
It's like when you were a kid and your mum was like, all right, you can go out and play with your friends, but you've got to be back by dark. So back by 5 o'clock. And you'd be like, righto, mum. I don't have a watch. I can't read a clock.
I'm a kid.
I'm being free. It's that, isn't it, Matt?
Yes. I was reading ahead. I know. I haven't read these words ever before. Interesting to note that the training the crew were to undertake was known as Dead Reckoning.
Oh.
Which involved undertaking a number of calculations, including time elapsed. But they didn't have any clocks.
But so they discovered that. You said that before they went, they discovered it, but they didn't decide to go get a clock.
I don't know.
Hey, guys, we don't have a clock. She'll be right.
However, they didn't see the lack of clocks as an issue, as it was assumed that the crew would have watches.
Did anyone have a watch?
All planes were fully fueled.
Okay, but no clocks.
The weather was favourable. My the sea state was moderate to rough.
My plane has a clock but no fuel. Up you go.
Consider yourself lucky, Perkins.
Taylor was running late to flight time.
Because he didn't have a fucking clock.
Yeah.
I said that's so weird. Taylor was running late to flight time. But that is what it says. Taylor was running late, so flight time was delayed.
He doesn't sound very organized.
From 1:45 to 2:10.
Oh, no. You've just lost 25 minutes of daylight, mate.
What do you think this is?
What do you think this is?
How far did they get into the routine? Is that the kind of question you're wondering?
Obviously, that was my next question.
My second question, first of all, it was, well, what the fuck?
It is believed that they completed the bombing practice as one of the last requests from the crew was permission to drop the last bomb.
What? What?
That was one of the last requests.
Can we drop the last bomb?
Yeah, go on. And thanks, Mum.
And then what happened? They just disappeared.
Whee!
But didn't you say they didn't know where they were?
Yes.
So they just decided to bomb something. Look, there's land down there. Let's bomb it.
They are, yeah, well, that's the thing. It's confusing.
The island.
Oh, they bombed the island.
Not my island. Jestopia.
All right, look.
Full of terrorists.
Let me sum this up for you in a nutshell.
Sum it up.
Taylor radioed that his compass wasn't working, right? That's what he radioed. Over the course of...
Compass not working. Over and out.
Taylor, please repeat.
Oh, sorry. I said...
sorry, I always chew on my fingers and mumble.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I was not paying attention. My compass isn't working. Any feedback on that?
Check your clock.
Ah, gotcha.
So that was Christopher Columbus style. Right.
Check your clock.
Compass wasn't working.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I get you now.
But remember, you've explained that already, though.
Potentially, but they didn't know that in 19 whatever.
45.
Yeah. Look, let's all be specific.
19 whatever.
Over the course of
what year is it? 19 whatever. Something. 19 something.
Over the course of the 10 hours.
Oh, they were lost for that long.
Taylor's team tried to... They decided to find land by just flying in one direction. They thought they were flying north. They flew for 10 hours, apparently. Couldn't find land.
Is it possible to fly for that long and not find land?
It seems ridiculous. But that's what's written on this thing that I'm reading.
Yeah, like, because there's heaps of islands around there.
It seems like you'd be very unlucky.
Yeah, but then, like...
Or... Something fucked is happening.
Something...
What do you reckon it is, giant octopus?
Yes.
Like, really. But when I say giant, I don't mean like, wow, that's a big octopus. I mean fucking enormous. Like King Kong octopus.
Like too big.
Like you zoom out and...
You're still only like one of its freckles.
Oh, that's even bigger.
Huge.
I was thinking like an eyeball, but nah, freckles even
massive.
Bigger.
Massive. And it's got big eyes too.
They do though, don't they? That's one thing about octopuses that I've noticed. They have big eyes. Or did you say squid?
I said octopus.
And is there a difference?
I'm not sure.
Good. The official report from the Navy was that a navigational error led them to run out of fuel, and that was it. So the plane that went out looking for them, the PBM Mariner.
Peanut Butter Mariner.
Yes. That was the one with the 13 crew.
Oh, now I want peanut butter.
13 crew went out looking for them. Never found again, never returned.
Wow, did they even radio in? Or was it just like, see it?
Didn't bother. They said,
did not.
Dropped the mic, said, out.
Peace.
They're not sure what happened to that plane, but a nearby...
Nearby.
A boy nearby.
They're not sure what happened to this plane either, but a nearby boat reported they saw an explosion.
Oh.
Which seems to go some way to explaining. And the official report states that it was a presumed mid-air explosion.
Because somebody in the island was shooting them down. Nicely.
In a friendly way.
A friendly shoot down.
Yeah.
If you guys can make sense of this, that'd be great.
Cool.
The reason explosion seems most likely for the Mariner is that those types of planes were known to collect flammable aviation gasoline vapors in its bligers.
Bligers.
Bligs.
How do you spell that?
B-L-I-G-E-S. No, B-I-L-G-E-S. Bilge.
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 Bilge. The phrase Bermuda Triangle was called...
You can do it.
The phrase Bermuda Triangle was coined by Vincent Gaddis in...
Van Gogh.
...a 1964 magazine article.
Where his painting was printed in the magazine.
1964 was the first time that term.
Right. It'd be... I mean... If I had that as my lasting legacy, I created a phrase that everyone knows in pop culture and they don't know why, I'd be happy.
Yeah, that's true. Let's think of one.
Bermuda.
Pineapple.
Great, I'm happy with it.
Your jumper has pineapples on it.
Yes, it does.
I like it.
Bermuda pineapple.
Yes.
Poo go on,
Matt. Poo go on. So this guy's coined it in 64.
That's all.
Was it just like a flip, just a flippant reference? You think he probably had no idea that it would become like a real pop culture.
But why? Like, if people
He wrote a big article about it.
And if they were kind of other people must have been aware of this area. So I wonder why they hadn't named it, or what did they refer to it as? I wonder.
It wasn't seen as being a thing.
Okay.
It was just there were some things that happened. It's such a huge space.
It's just another area of ocean.
Yeah, there's every area of ocean's had crazy accidents.
Name one. Titanic. Well played.
Damn it.
So apart from these accidents, there were still a bunch of other mysteries. And a lot of those included the crew sending all's well messages just before disappearing.
Sending what messages?
All's well.
All's well, right.
We're okay.
Dips my lid. We're all right. Hey, don't worry about us there, fella.
All's well.
In 1974, Charles Blitz wrote a sensational bestseller about the legend.
Now, are you saying sensational in the sense of you've read it and think it is just sensational?
Absolutely.
Or are you saying it's sensational in his style of...
His style of writing was sensational, yeah.
But of course.
Right. But, conveniently, it was also sensationally well written.
It was a big article, a big article. It was a big, big book.
And technical term there, Matt.
It's a big book.
But I'm starting to think if that was a huge seller, that could be why it's known in pop culture.
Yes. So that was really big. But that's 74. It's not that long ago. And since then, there's been a fair few more stories written about it, and it's got bigger and bigger.
It's a big book. Keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It's become more and more of a thing. But I just thought it must have been around for a while, or the things must have all happened at the same time. But it's a big spread of time, and then only recently people are trying to mush it into a theory. Here are some of the theories as to why people think the triangle is so deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, okay.
We've covered Ireland.
I mean, I feel like I've already come up with a couple of
Atlantis,
really
you said? That was listed on history.com. What else you got?
Does it say what Atlantis is doing to the planes, though?
Just sucking them in.
Atlantis, the lost city.
Why is it sucking in planes?
The merman or whatever.
What? The what man?
Isn't Atlantis where mermen live? Isn't that where Aquaman's from? I think that's where Aquaman's from.
My other theories include a giant octopus / squid. Apparently, there's a difference.
Sea monsters was listed.
Great. I also said an island filled with friendly terrorists. Is that on there?
That's not on there.
Yes, Perkins.
This is good. I think that's my favorite of the three presented. Is there any more?
Aliens.
All right, now.
I feel like it's a go-to. We always go to aliens.
It was heavily implied that it was aliens and the Bermuda Triangle ride of SeaWorld / DreamWorld that I was talking about.
Yeah, but we always...
You go into a thing and there's all these aliens and there's different rockets and bits of plane that the aliens have been collecting.
The first thing we always go to when something's a little bit weird, we just go, it must be aliens. Think outside the box, people.
Come on. Is there some sort of golden woman a la
Dilatov
Diet Love Pass?
Is there anything further out of the box than aliens?
Well, when it's just your go-to. Just be creative. Don't always blame the aliens.
Think of an island full of little...
We're giving them too much credit.
What about this? Time warps.
Nah,
so they've
don't like that
they
one.
They flow in their plane.
Yeah.
They fly in, yep.
I
flow in?
Flow in.
All right.
And then they just flow out into another time.
No, don't like that one. Disagree with that one.
Reverse gravity fields.
Disagree also.
Well, oh, so you go, what, you lose gravity, so you fly into the sun.
You just go up.
That's just silly.
Something, you're in a ship, you're looking down and you're flying above the water. What's going on?
Nah.
And you don't come back.
Disagree.
I like that one. That one sounds like fun to me. There's also been some more scientific theories, including magnetic anomalies.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess that...
ruins the compasses.
Compass thing.
But then, like... No, because just keep going. get a map out.
Jess, we're running out of fuel. We don't know what to do. Just keep going. Just keep going, mate.
That's my sort of attitude, though, isn't it?
Chin up,
pilot. That is me, though, isn't it?
Hey, yeah.
Just a little ray of sunshine. Exactly. Keep on going.
Keep on going.
What about this, then?
Oh?
Water spouts.
Nah. Wait, unless you mean it's like at theme parks when there's like... those holes in the ground and then just water comes out of them randomly? Oh, okay, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But, like, it's got to go high enough to hit a plane and take it out of the sky.
Yes.
So, like...
Science.
Nah, I'm backing that one.
Like a 20,000-foot water spout.
I may also back out of my island theory for the water spout theory.
And then another one that has had a few different people get on board recently, huge eruptions of methane gas from the ocean floor.
Poop.
And what does it do?
Huge eruptions of methane gas.
What does that do?
He doesn't know.
Dave just doesn't know. I agree with Jess there. And there's no amount of sense that I could beat into him.
I won't even bother trying to explain this even
Huge
though I know.
Eruptions of methane gas.
Yeah, which would cause
imagine
just
like gas, bubble. Like a big amount of gas coming up at you.
Into the sky.
Into the sky? That's where it would go.
And it gases the pilots.
Yeah, it gases them.
I don't like that theory. Don't love it.
It's sort of more than likely, though, there's not one explanation.
The aliens are working in conjunction with the people from Atlantis to release methane gas via giant water geysers.
No.
Is that correct?
Was that what
you're getting at? That's not what I'm getting at. I'm getting at each disappearance probably has a different reason.
Well, that's no fun at all.
It also seems...
And there's so many.
That this area of ocean has no more disappearances than any other areas of ocean. Yeah.
Oh, actually, what about lakes?
I put a dot, dot, dot in there.
What about lakes?
Lakes, yeah.
Or just been other bodies of water?
No, I mean, I'm talking big oceans.
Okay, interesting.
Someone has said, apparently people say that, apparently people say, History.com said that, trying to find a common cause for every Bermuda Triangle disappearance is no more logical than trying to find a common cause for every automobile accident in Arizona.
Hang on. There's some sort of automobile triangle in Arizona? Is that what we should take away from this?
Aliens,
my go-to. Or some sort of island in the middle of Arizona where all these automobiles are trying to get to.
Or water spouts. Just come out in the middle of the road. Bloody whoop, they're under the car.
Got them.
Got him.
Smash the car.
Got him, man beast.
Maritime insurance leader Lloyd's of London does not recognise the Bermuda Triangle as an especially hazardous place. Neither does the US Coast Guard, which says, in a review of many aircraft and vessel losses in the area over
They're
the
American.
Years, there have been nothing discovered that would indicate the casualties were the result of anything other than physical causes.
I'm really not sure that...
No extraordinary factors have been identified.
That quite didn't need to be read in full. You could have paraphrased that, I think. And also that accent didn't match the nationality of the people you were allegedly quoting.
Just thought I'd finish with a...
something powerful.
A recent report from this year on news.com.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very trustworthy.
Yeah, very reputable.
Rupert Murdoch, old mate. Headline, could underwater crater discovery explain the Bermuda Triangle mystery? Question mark.
Answer, the whole article is the word no.
No.
Move on.
Nah.
Nah, yeah.
Probs not.
They've given up on clickbait.
No, but apparently they've found underwater craters off the coast of Norway and think that may be a...
Craters
off the coast of Norway.
Yeah,
that Caribbean area.
Nowhere near it. It's
about as far as you can get away from it.
It's interesting, right? This article says it's hoped the craters are the key to finally explaining the baffling phenomenon.
Well, that's kind of disappointing in a
way. But then does it explain it in the article?
The craters, which measure up to 800 metres wide and 45 metres deep, are believed to have been created by methane building up in sediments on the seafloor of the gas-rich Norway coast. They then leak, popping through the seabed and into the water above. Multiple giant craters exist on the seafloor and in the blah, blah, blah. Details of the discovery will be released at the meeting of the European Geosciences Union, where experts will analyze whether these kinds of bubbles could place ships in danger. Anyway, I like to fade things out as always. So anyway, that's my preferred theory is gas.
Nah.
Gas. Norwegian gas.
Norwegian gas.
I still think there's an island out there.
Rupert, why would Rupert Murdoch...
It's called Cuba.
Ah, yes.
You're saying Rupert Murdoch would fuck with us on this?
Nah, good why point. He'd never let us down.
Why would he fuck with us on this?
He would never.
Yeah, I don't know.
Norway is somehow... Like, I reckon I wouldn't put it past Norway.
Yeah.
You know, with some of our mystery sort of themed topics, we're always like, oh, it's kind of unsatisfactory. There's no real answer there. I'm actually just disappointed that the Bermuda Triangle isn't as bad as it was made out to be. Like, they say there's no higher number of disappearances than in any other patch of ocean. It's like, oh. Yeah, I thought, like, if you were going to go in, you are not coming out. But you probably will.
Yeah, like, chances are on your side.
Yeah, like a normal trip, a normal boat or plane trip.
Like, many, many flights every day go through the Bermuda Triangle.
And
every day without incident. Bang, bang, bang.
I mean,
flight just went off. Flight, just another flight.
Is that them going down or going well?
That's them going well.
Oh, good.
But another flight goes well.
And if it was that bad, they would stop going through that area.
Yeah.
But they haven't because it's fine.
It's definitely not a thing.
Oh, well, that sucks.
100% not a thing. Oh, now someone please message in. I'm so sorry to people who believe it's a thing. I obviously have researched it and proved it. Without shadow of a doubt,
you are
now
an absolute bona fide expert on the triangle. Is it awful that you've dedicated your whole life to this topic and suddenly you've realised over your 11 hours of research today that it, in fact, probably doesn't exist at all?
I'm not even sure that Bermuda's a real place. Is it?
It's a place in your heart.
I mean, sure, it's a place in my heart. Tell you what, the Bermuda Triangle of my heart's had a few casualties.
Hey.
I don't know what that means.
No.
Is that bad for me or...
Oh. No, I think... I don't know. Let's not overanalyze. It was a cute little moment.
Yeah. Between you, me, and Puerto Rico.
We're like the Bermuda Triangle, because there's three of us.
Oh.
Who do you see yourself as? I think you're the Bermuda.
I was going to say I'm the Florida. Why do you think I'd be the Bermuda? Because I'm mysterious.
You're mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon you're the titular character.
Mm-hmm. So what would Dave be?
Dave's more of a San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Agreed. I agree. And you're definitely a Florida man. Florida man.
I'm a Florida man.
Yeah, great.
That's what they call you.
Welcome to Miami. And I sing the Will Smith song Miami all the time. Welcome to Miami. And then he says something about, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme or something.
Van Damme?
Van Damme. Welcome to Van Damme.
That's just him... shaking hands with Jean-Claude Van Damme as he touches down in
Welcome
Miami.
Welcome to Van Damme.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonbon.
Bonbon.
I know I'm Belgian, but still.
Still, he's French-Belgian.
Oui. Are you going to wrap this up? Or are we gonna,
You could have told us you were done.
We could go... I feel like we could go all night long.
No, I don't want to.
Where is the time gone? You know where? Into the Bermuda Triangle, that's where.
We're so sorry.
Thanks for the report, Matt.
Look, I'm thinking about putting this report into the bin. I reckon this might be our lost report. That would feel apt.
That would feel quite apt.
If you try and download it, it's just an hour of silence.
But what happened to them?
Where are they?
And then we don't tweet for a week either.
Yeah, oh.
Oh my God, where are they? And then we're like, jokes, we're here.
We're fine.
We'll never leave you.
Okay. And everyone goes, Joke's what? I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh. Well, thank you very much. If you have managed to listen to this, if this has made it out into the air, if this has made it to your ears, then we are alive, most likely. Thank you so much for the suggestions.
Hey, thanks so much, Emma and Bradley. And yeah, let us know if I didn't hit on any of the...
Yeah, that's right.
If I didn't hit on any of the key points you wanted hit.
I remember when he said Barbados.
Barbados. I'm going to go and take a sweet short break to the island of... Barbados.
Barbados. Brigadier.
I tell you what, if I was Barbados, I would probably consider renaming.
To
Barbados?
No, if I was... What was it actually called?
Barbados.
Barbados. Are we sure that it's not technically pronounced Barbados?
Pretty sure.
Barbados.
Barbados. We shall ask Rihanna. But anyway, until next week, get in contact. You know the ways. It's email. You're all on email? Do you have an email?
All the kids are on email.
We love email. We do at dogoonpod@gmail.com. Twitter, if you're on that, @dogoonpod. Facebook.com/dogoonpod. And yeah, if you've been to the Bermuda Triangle, let us know if you are still alive. Unlikely, though, because it's such a dangerous place. But we will say goodbye, and until next week, I will say... goodbye.
Bye.
Waters.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.